This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. By some estimates, half the jobs in America could be at risk to artificial intelligence or automation. As part of our robot-proof jobs coverage this month, we're now looking at longer-term policy options to help humans come out ahead. We've covered the idea of writing checks to people, a universal basic income. Today, what if we had a robot tax? None other than Bill Gates brought it up recently while speaking to the publication Quartz.
Right now, if a human worker does, you know, $50,000 worth of work in a factory, that income is taxed. If a robot comes in to do the same thing, you'd think that we'd tax the robot at a similar level.
Quartz put the music in there, by the way. Bill Gates' people sometimes are willing to get the great man on the phone when I call, but not this time. You know who did take my call? Another high-powered personage, but one who doesn't like this idea of a robot tax one bit.
Why would one single out among possible technologies robots?
Harvard economist and former U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers.
The practical level, why robots? Word processing programs displace secretaries. Dishwashers, the automated kind, displace dishwashers, the human kind. Electricity means many fewer people in jobs carrying things from one place to another.
Summers also has a philosophical and what he called an ultimately more important issue with taxing robots to offset their social cost.
Should it be the objective of policy to encourage more rapid technological improvement, or should it be the objective of policy to retard technological improvement? And it's always seemed to me that enlarging the pie as much as possible and then figuring out a set of policies that are directed at making sure that that pie is allocated in a fair way is a much better strategy than seeking for some other reason to slow the growth. I think the best course is not to be an ostrich and pretend we can ignore disruption, and too many people do that. I was shocked and appalled when the Treasury Secretary said that artificial intelligence destroying jobs wasn't on the radar screen of the administration because it was 50 to 100 years off.
Yes, Secretary Mnuchin was asked about this a couple weeks ago at an event in D.C.
I thought that was an extraordinary and clueless statement. But having said that, I don't think simply trying to resist or stop technology is a viable strategy. And by the way, I don't think it would be a viable strategy if it was adoptable on a global basis. But it's an even less viable strategy for a single country in international competition.
Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. We have our Robot Proof Jobs special series in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed if you're interested.